Be'ezrat Hashem Yitzbarech, today we begin Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Brachos, the 16th Daf in Shas. We pick up on Tezayin Amebeis, we have fallen a little bit behind. Tana Rabbanan Ein Karin Avos Ela L'Shloisha, about 25-30 lines in to Tezayin Amebeis. We have a little bit of space because the Meperek, which we will stop with Be'ezrat Hashem today, ends towards the bottom of Yud Zayin Amebeis and doesn't complete Yud Zayin Amebeis. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Karin Avos Ela L'Shloisha V'Ein Karin Imos Ela La'Arba. When we refer to our forefathers, we refer to three, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. When we refer to our four mothers, we refer to four, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Avos, my time. Why is it that when it comes to Avos, we don't refer to the Shvatim, and we only refer to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? If you're going to say it's because we don't know whether we come from Reuven or we come from Shimon, we also don't know who our foremother is. We don't know if we come from the Shevet of Yosef and Binyamin, and therefore we are from Rachel or from Leah. Ela ad hacha chashiva, tvei lo chashivi. There's a special chashivus to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the four imos that the avos do not, that the later individuals do not have. The Gemara originally was discussing on Tezayin Amebeis the status of avodim and shvachas. That is why the Gemara began with this idea, Ein Karin Avos Ela L'Shloisha, because our Gemara wants to bring out that the expression of Abba shows a tremendous chashivus and is not appropriate for avodim. As the Gemara continues, Tanya Idach, we learn in a brisa, avodim u'shvachos ein karin oisam Abba. Abba plainis v'ima plainis. Rashi explains that once upon a time, the expression Abba and Ima was not only used to mean father and mother, but was used the way we use today, mister. And a person was called, let's say his name was Zvulun, he was called Abba Zvulun. If her name was Devora, she was called Ima Devora. Says the Braisa, that when it comes to Avadim and Shvachos, one does not refer to them as an Abba Ploni. If his name is Zvulun, we don't call him Abba Zvulun. V'sho Rabbi Gamliel, when it came to the servants of Rabbi Gamliel, they did use that expression. Asks the Gemara, Maisa Listar. So we have a Maisa which contradicts what you had said before. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dechashivi. No, they were more Chashiv. Now, our Gemara has brought down this topic because we had seen that Rabbi Gamliel had Chashiv servants, as the Mishnah mentioned about his servant Tevi. The Gemara continues at the two dots, about approximately 20 lines from the bottom of Tezayin Amebeis. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar taught, Ma'idich Siv, what does the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kein Avarechecha V'chai B'Shimcha Etzachapai, what does that Pasuk refer to? Kein Avarechecha B'chai, so too I will bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, Zu Kriyishma. B'Shmecha Etzachapai, Zu tefila. In your name I will raise my hands, that is tefila. Previously, the Gemara has described, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tikon tefila si ketoires kapai minchas orev, that the expression of kapai refers to tefila. So over here, it would work in consonance with this Gemara, esa kapai, when I stretch out my hand, that refers to tefila. Vim oisa, and if he does it, in other words, he's mekayim kriyishma and tefila properly. All of akasav omer, the pasuk in Tehillim says, "K'may chelav v'deshen tisba nafshi v'sifse renonois yahalol fi." The next pasuk describes that a person will be satisfied. Kein avarecha b'chayishmecha will be satisfied like cholav, like milk and honey satisfies a person's body. So too, his soul, his in his spiritual side, will be satisfied if he does Kriya Shema and Tefillah properly. It's quoted in the name of the Maharsha. Unfortunately, I don't have the Maharsha with me right now. I'm on vacation with my family in Miron. But it's quoted in the name of the Maharsha that the parallel over here, or the pasuk, is specifically Chelev Edishon, Chelev being the fats and the smoke of the carbon. And here the Maharsha works off of the pasuk that we had made reference to before. Tikon Filasik Tares, Masas Kapai, Lefanecha Kimin Chasarev, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should accept our tefillah as if it was a carbon. So here we go. Here we see that the expression again, a masas kapai, is equated to a carbon. Continues the Gemara. V'loyoid, not only this, El Shenechol Shnei Olamim. He's ochet to get two worlds. Olam Hazeh v'Olam Haba. He's ochet to inherit both Olam Hazeh as well as Olam Haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, the Sifsei Renanos Yahalel Pi. He will conclude having the song plural Sifsei Renanos. Rashi explains that he will be to two songs. What two songs? That he will truly enjoy this world and enjoy next world as well. This, of course, is the idea in the Mishnah and Avos that someone who's Zocha to a life of Torah is Ashrecha v'toivloch, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'toivloch ba'olam haba. That's the parallel over here in terms of being Zocha, if one davens properly and learns and says Kriya Shema properly, so then in such a case he'll be Zocha to both worlds. The Gemara continues the last medium-sized line. Rebbe Elazar b'Asim Misayim Tzalusei. When Rabbi Elazar finished davening, Amar Hachi said the following: Yi ratzayim lefanecha Hashem elekeinu shetishachem bipureinu ava v'achva v'shalom v'reyus v'tarbe gvuleinu b'talmidim v'tatzli v'feinu achris v'tikva v'sasim chalkeinu b'ganeinin v'sakneinu b'chover toiv v'yetzer toiv v'alamecha v'nashkim v'nimtza yichul l'vavenu l'yura eshemecha v'savoy lefanecha karois Nafshein. A beautiful tefillah that Rabbi Elazar describes, and that is first, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bipureinu means in our chelek, our part, that in our lot there should be Avach Vashon Vareyus, and that there should be many Talmidim, that we should be Zochet to have many Talmidim, and that we should in the end be Zochet to see all of our dreams come true, that we should be in Gan Eden, with a good chevra, and ultimately it concludes, V'savay lefanecha karis nafshenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide all of our needs, l'tova. This is the tefillah that Rabbi Elazar would say. Rabbi Yochanan had a slightly different version. Rabbi Yochanan basa mesayim tzalusei amar hachi, yiratzon fanecha Hashem lekenu, shetotitz bivashtenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should cover up our embarrassment, v'sabit b'ra'oseinu, and he should give bad for those who want to do badly to us, v'sishla shlabesh b'rachamecha v'siskase b'uzecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should dress himself in rachamim when dealing with us, and he should cover up the oz, the strength, the midas hadin, v'sisatef b'chasidusecha, v'sisazer b'chanich, Nuscha v'savu lefanecha midas tuvcha va'anvesa nuscha. Hashem Baruch Hu should deal with us softly and modestly. Rabbi Zeir b'asam etzayim tzulusei amar hachi. Rabbi Zeir, when he finished, he used to say the following: Yiratzayim lefanecha Hashem lekenu shalonechete v'loy evosh v'loy nikalem me'avoyseinu. Me'avoyseinu. That Rabbi Zera used to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we shouldn't sin, we shouldn't be embarrassed in front of our forefathers. It's quoted in the name of the Aruch, that the Aruch understood that we shouldn't be embarrassed, Yoser Me'avoseinu, more than our forefathers. One could suggest another pshat, and that is that when we go back to the Olam HaEmes after 120, we will be with our foreparents, and our Averos can be revealed to them in the Olam HaEmes. So we are asking that our Maisim should not be bad, in which we will be embarrassed ultimately from our illustrious grandparents, great-grandparents, all the way up to the Avos of Rami Yitzchak and Yaakov. Reb Chiya Basa D'Matzah Amar Hachi. Reb Chiya, when he finished davening, said the following: Yiratzem L'fanecha Hashem L'kem Shetei Tarascham L'Nasenu V'al Yad V'Libenu V'al Yechshechu Einenu. He asked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow that our umnis, that our profession, be of Torah. We should always be involved in Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not cause us heartbrokenness, and our eyes should not be darkened. In the name of the Iyun Yaakov, that based on the Gemara Bava Metzia, Heheyam Abeis, Rabbi Chiya's expression is excellent. Rabbi Chiya's expression is that consistent with the fact that Rabbi Chiya himself earned a living from Torah because he had a responsibility to be a Rebbe to many. Hence, he davened that he should be Zocha, that should continue, that his Torah should always be his own. The Gemara continues with other examples of Amoraim that used to add particular tefillos, and this example is one that is familiar to us. Rav Bosse Tziluse, Rav after he davened Amar Hachi, he said the following: Yiratzem l'fanecha Hashem elokeinu, shetiten lanu chaim aruchim, chaim shel shalom, chaim shel toiva, chaim shel bracha, chaim shel parnasa, chaim shel chilut atzamas, chaim sheish bem yiras chait, chaim shem em busha uchlima, chaim shel shevachavit, chaim shteivanu avas tar yir shemayim, shetimale lanu es kol mishalas libenu l'toiva. So Rav had the girsa, which we're familiar with, many of us are familiar with, as a tefillah for Rosh Chodesh, what's called Rosh Chodesh benching. That was the tefillah that Rav would say after he concluded his tefillah. It is interesting to note, I didn't see anybody in the Sfarim that I have with me today stop at this, that Rav says, Chaim Sheish Bem Yiras Chet. And then he says, Chaim Shivanu Avas Torah V'Yerushamayim. There is a famous idea, one that we've discussed in the Sichas Musar, that in our Birchas HaChodesh, it says, Chaim Sheish Bahem Yerushamayim V'Yerushchait, and then we repeat, Chaim Shteivanu Avas Torah V'Yerushamayim. Why the repetition? In our Girsa, there's actually no repetition. See the difference, Sichas Musar, in our 10-minute Musar, on Rosh Chodesh, we discuss it. Either way, four lines from the bottom, the Gemara continues. Rebbe Basit Salaise Amar Hachi. Rebbe said the following: Yiratzem L'fanecha Hashem L'kem L'kem Shetatzilenu Me'azei Fonim. Save me from brazen people. U'me'azus Ponim. And I, that I should not be attacked from people who are brazen. U'me'azus Ponim. According to Rashi, the difference between Azei Panim and Azus Panim is that Azei Panim are individuals who would attack me. Ume Azus Panim means terrible rumors about me. In this case, the example that Rashi gives is alleging that I am a mamzer. Me Adam Ra, from a bad person. Me Pegara, from some type of plague. Me Yetzera, from the bad Yetzahara. Me Chavara, from a bad friend. Me Shachin Ra, bad neighbor. Umi Satan Hamashchis, and from the Satan, umi din kasha, from a bad judgment, umi bal din kasha, and a difficult litigant, shehu ben bris, one who is Jewish, bein sheinu ben bris, as well as someone who is not Jewish. Va'afal gav, dekaimoi, kitzutzi ala de Rebbe. Rashi explains that even though the emperor Antoninus, which is well-known, Rebbe had a good relationship with him, nevertheless, even though Antoninus had placed policemen and soldiers to protect Rebbe, nevertheless, he felt the need not to rely on it and to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We continue on the bottom line at Tazayin HaMebeiz, Rav Safra Basar Tzibusei, continuing on in the list of the different tefillos of Tanoim and Amoraim. After Rav Safra davened Amar Hachi, he said the following: Yiratzayim L'fanecha Hashem L'keinu, Shetasim Sholoim B'Palmalya Shalmatla, Palmalia Shelmata. You should make peace in the chaburas, in the groups that are upstairs in the heavens, as well as the groups that are downstairs. There's a basic concept in Avodas Hashem that the upstairs, that what takes place in the heavens, mirrors what takes place downstairs as well. According to Rashi's concept is that the legions upstairs of the Sarei Ha'umos, the different officers of different kingdoms, when they fight upstairs, then that fight that causes wars as well downstairs. What this concept of Sarei Ha'umos is, the Schanstein Gemara points out that Rav Dessler discusses in Chelek Aleph in page 50 in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. According to Rashi, unlike the pshat that I had said above, the Palmalia Shelmata, according to Rashi, refers to the Chachamim. That the Chachamim, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Chachmei HaMesora, that they should have Shalom between them. Bein HaTalmidim HaOiskim B'Sarasecha, Bein HaOiskim L'Shma, Bein HaOiskim Shelo L'Shma. And there should be peace amongst those, not only the Chachamim, but as well as the Talmidim, whether they're Osek in Torah L'Shma or Shelo L'Shma. Chol HaOiskim Shelo L'Shma, Yiratzon Shiu Oiskim L'Shma. And Rav Safra concluded, those who aren't Osek in Torah L'Shma, he asks that they should revert or turn to learning Torah L'Shma. Five lines from the top, Rabbi Alexandri. Bosi Tzilusa Omer Hachi. Alexandri, after he davened, said the following. Yirat Zayim Lefanech HaShem Lekenu, Shetamidenu Bekeren Oira. That Kodesh Baruch Hu should place us in the shine of light, in the rays of light. Ba'al Tamidenu Bekeren Chashecha. And don't put us in the ray of dark. Our show is quoted as explaining this Gemara in the following beautiful mashal. Says, during Golus, Klal Yisrael is packed into a corner. Similar to the idea that Achar Chorban Abayis Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Daladam Ela Daladam Shel Halacha. There's a major tzimtzum that takes place in the world. Klal Yisrael doesn't feel comfortable and is not meant to be in most of the world. It's stuck in a corner. Hence, Rashi learns Bekeren Ora Bezavis Ora. The corner has light. In the house, if there are windows, the windows generally don't bring most of the light into the corner. And therefore, the corner is often very dark. And from our perspective, either we can't see what's going on, or in general, things seem dark. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rashi, this is Marsha's Pshat and Rashi, that he bring light even to our measly corner that we are left. We speak to people who went through difficult times of Klal Yisrael recently in the Holocaust. The sense was a tremendous sense of confusion and darkness, of being caught in a corner and not being able to see at all out. And we shouldn't be brokenhearted. And don't darken our eyes, again relating to our ability to see outside of the Marasha's corner. Ikodami, others say, nine lines from the top. Harav Amnuna Matva. This tefillah was Rav Amnuna's tefillah. Rav Alexandri, Basel Matva Amachi. Rav Alexandri actually gave a different tefillah. Originally, this was called in the name of Rav Alexandri. Ribayin Olam, Golavi Adula Fenecha, Sheritzenoinai, Lasois Ritzenecha. It's well known to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we want to do Sheritzenenu, and we want to do your Ratzon. Umima Akev, oh, what a tremendous Musar. And what hold us back? Sa'ar Shebi Isa, the chametz in the flour, in the dough. This is a well-known metaphor, and this is discussed a lot before Pesach, that the Yetzirah is like the little bit of yeast inside of the dough that could transform the entire dough. So that's what holds us back, that Yetzahara, the Sar Shabisa, Vish Shibud Malchios, as well as the hardships of Golos. Yiratzim Lefanecha, Shetatzilenu Miyadam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from their hands, V'noshav Lasa Eskuke Ritzaynecha B'Lev Shalom, and come back to serve you with full hearts. Rava continues on the first wide line, middle-sized line, with a famous tefillah that you might recognize. Rava Basar Tzilusei, Rava after Idamin, Rava said as follows, Elohai, actually Nitzarti Einu Chidai.
Before I was created, I wasn't worthy to be created.
The Maharsha explained, based on the famous Gemara in Erevin, where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both decided, "Shatayv la'adam shaloi nivra misha nivra." Better a person not be created than created at all. The Maharsha over here is quoted as saying, he adds that there are 365 lavim, 248 assays. So in terms of potential, a person has the potential to violate more averos than he does have of mitzvos asay. A person would not be created, so then he certainly will not violate those 365 isurim. Hence the tefillah, eini kedai, atchel netzarti, eini kedai. Vashushin netzarti, now that you created me, kilu loy netzarti. It's as if you haven't created me. A person is made with a tremendous neshama, and often, unfortunately, he abuses that neshama.
And now that you've created me, it's as if you didn't create me at all. In other words, that I haven't used my potential of that Tzelem Elokim that you created in me. I am therefore dirt in my life. Certainly my death. I stand in front of you like a utensil that is embarrassed, humiliated. I ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I don't sin again. Now which I have sinned in front of you, cleanse, but not through yisurim, pains, and sick and terrible sicknesses. And the Gemara concludes, "V'hainu vidui de Rav Amnuna Zuta." And this is a vidui that Rav Amnuna Zuta gave biyom adikipur, on the day of Yom Kippur. And this is familiar to us that we say as well during the vidui on Yom Kippurim. This is also said there. The
Gemara continues with another tefillah of Mar Brei de Ravina, and of course this one should sound very familiar. Marbury the Ravina Kavim Mitzayim Tzilusei Amar Hachi. When he finished davening, he said the following, Elokai. It's important for us to translate this because we say it three times a day. I remember it was late, embarrassingly late, when I actually realized the translation of these words. Elokai, my God, Nitzar L'Shoini Meira, protect my speech from bad, Usfasai Midaber Mirma, and my lips for speaking deceitfulness. And to those who curse me, don't let me respond. It's similar to what the Gemara says, that it is a very high madrega to be accused, cursed, and not to respond in kind. And my soul should be like dirt to everybody. Here there are two explanations. Interestingly, I think most Sidurim translate like the Maharsha, who says that others should view me as dirt. How the meaning behind it, according to Maharsha, is that people will not curse me because of that. According to Taisidus, v'nefesh ka'afalakotia, ma'afar ena mekabel kalel la'olam, chen yiratzen shezari lo yichalom. Just like earth never destroyed, so too my children should not be destroyed for eternity. Psach libi visar asecha, open up my heart for your Torah, u'mitzvah, tirdof nafshi, and your mitzvahs I should chase, my nefesh should chase after them. V'satzileni mi pegara, and save me from a bad plague, miyetzar, from bad yetzer, u'meisha ra, and from a bad woman. And all bad that comes to the world, that is not in most of our tefillos, that those last few words. And for those who think bad to do to me, please quickly destroy them and their thoughts. And then we conclude, which says, may my word be accepted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well as the expressions of my heart to my rock and my Redeemer. The Gemara continues, Rav Sheshes ki avi yotzev v'tani. So when Rav Sheshes was in a fast,
Balsa de Matzli Amarachi, after he finished davening, he said the following tefillah. Ribbono Olam, Golu Lefanecha, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Adam Choyte U'Makriv Karbin, Ve'im Makriv Menu, Ela Chelboi, V'domoi U'Meschaperloi. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, what was brought up was an individual's karbon from the fats and the blood, and that achieved a kapara. And now I sat in a fast, and my fat and blood have diminished. In other words, I've deprived myself of things that give me flat fat and blood. As if I have brought that on top of the Mizbeach, and please accept me. Rabbi Yochanan, Kem Misayim Sifra de Iyu of Amar Hachi. When Rabbi Yochanan finished the Sefer of Iyu, he said the following. Saif Adam Lamos, Vesaif Behemel Eshchita. Eventually a person dies, and in the end, animals get slaughtered. Vakol Misa Heim Oimdim. And everybody ultimately must die. Ashrei Misha Godol Batoira, Vamole Batoira. Praised is the person that grows in Torah, Mole Batoira, his labor is in Torah, and makes a pleasant smell to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas, v'gadol b'shem tov, and he grows in, with a good name, v'niftar b'shem tov, and he passes away with a good name, min ha'olam. V'olav Amar Shlaima, and on him, Shlaima HaMelech says, in Mishlei, toiv shemen, mishemen toiv, a good name is better than great oil. In those days, oil represented the lap of luxury. And the day of death, better than the day of birth. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is the point of this pasuk of that we said that the essence of a person is defined by leaving the world with a shame. The Gemara continues on the last medium-sized line on Yedzayin Amal. Margolam ipumei de Rabbanan de Yavne. There is a diamond that the Rabbanan Yavne used to say. Ani beria v'chaveri beria. Rabbanan Yavne are equating themselves to the Amei Ha'aretz who are different than them. Ani malachti be'ir v'hu malachti be'sadeh. My job is in the city. Their job was to be Rabbanan, and they sat and learned. And his work is in the field. I get up for my work, and they get up for their work. Just like he doesn't try to fence in my work, presumably that means he doesn't try to take my work, so too I try to take his work. And maybe you'll say, he is justified for not trying to learn more Torah. Ani marbe v'hu mamit, because I do a lot and maybe he would do a little. The Gemara here is, according to Rashi, quoting the Chacham and Yavne that are saying that the people who work basada have made a bad mistake. Both me and the Chacham, both me and the man in the field are healthy. However, whose work is easier? The Talmud Chacham doesn't have to sit in the sun all night, all day, and work laboriously. He sits. I'm sitting now and recording in an air-conditioned room. He sits and he learns Torah. And the Amaretz is not doesn't even have a Yetzer Hara for it. So if you'll say, and the Chacham and Yavne are critical of it. If you'll say, but wait a second, he can't accomplish. Shaninu, we learned, Echad Amarbe v'Echad Amamit, u'belvat she'ichavin libor la'shamayim. This is a Mishnah in the end of Maseches Menachos, that what's important is the Kavana of libor ba'shamayim. So the person basadesh in Yavne should aspire to be one of the Chachamim. That is one of the diamond sayings of the Chacham in Yavne. The above pshat that we said follows the pshat of Rashi, and the Marashah gives a different pshat. According to Tosos and Dibar Maslan, Nibiria,
The emphasis over here is that I am capable of choosing between good and bad, and so is that Am Haaretz. In other words, he has no excuse. Three lines into the wide. Magalu mipume da Abayim. There was a diamond that Abayim used to say. La'olam yehe adam arum biyira. A person should face the Yetzahara in regards to Yirah Shamayim with cleverness, almost to the close of crookedness. In other words, the Yetzahara needs to be outsmarted. In the spirit of quoting from Mishlei, he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei that embodies this idea. Ma'ane rach meshiv chema. A soft response turns back anger. Umar b'shalom im echav im kroivav im kaladam vafilu im nachri b'shuk kedei she'oiv l'malov v'nechmad l'mata v'im mekubal al abriyos. When the Yetzahara would respond, when someone says something not nice to us, that we should respond, and in anger, that we respond in anger. But the way to respond to the Yetzahara is counterintuitive, to answer softly. And that causes a person, and now I've been so to see so many people like that, someone who is Ov Lamala and Nechmad Lamata. I mentioned that I was sitting and recording this up north. Last time I visited up north, I was with Rav Chizkio Neven Sal Shlita as this time. And someone approached us in a very, very arrogant and angry way, demanding of us, we had gone to the Kinneret, and unbeknownst to us, we thought it was public property, we were swimming on private property. And a person came out, no complaints, except screaming at us that he wanted money. There was an intuition that some had to scream back. There was no indicator at all that the place we had to. Immediately, Rav Chizkio responded with softness, not in a confrontation, and that Be'ezer Hashem allows Torah to be Ov L'mala V'nechmad L'mata. This Margola of Abaye is a very important point. To succeed against the Yetzer Hara, a person needs to spend time and forethought of how he's going to outsmart the Yetzer Hara. Another beautiful memra from Rava. Margola Mepume de Rava. Tachlis Chachma, goal of Chachmas HaTorah, is tshuva o maisim toivim. For that matter, could be all chachmas. The goal of chachma is to bring a person to tshuva maisim toivim. Shelo yei adam kore v'shoine. A person should not be someone who reads and learns. Kore presumably refers to Tanakh. Shoine refers to Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnayis. Uboyet ba'aviv ubi'imoy. Ubi'rabboy. Umishagadom menu b'chachma minyin. And then he learns a little, and then he kicks his father and his mother, his Rebbe, and those who are greater than him, both in terms of Chachma and the amount of Talmidim, Shenemar, that they have, Shenemar, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, Seichel Toiv, L'chol Oiseihem. Pasuk again, in Tehillim, says that the first part of Chachma is Yiras Shemayim. Seichel Toiv, L'chol Oiseihem. Chazal is going to the Darshan. What does it mean, l'chol oseihem? Should be lo'aisim. Seichel toiv l'chol oseihem. What does it mean to do them? The answer is, that means to do a very particular thing, as opposed to something else. Lo'aisim lo'i ne'mar el lo'aisihem. Lo'aisim l'shma. V'lo'i lo'aisim sh'lo'i l'shma. The ones who do them. The ones who do them l'shma. And not for those who do it sh'lo l'shma. V'chol o'aisim sh'lo'i l'shma no'ech lo'i sh'lo'i nivra. Someone does mitzvah shalom shema, better he not be created. Tosis, in Dibur HaMaskel HaOisa, asks famous Kasha. Tosis asks that in Psachim, on Daf Nun, on the Beis, we learn not that way. Anybody who sees this Gemara should be jarred. It's not consistent with other Ma'amarei Chazal. Mutav shalom lishma, shemitov shalom lishma, balishma. It's good to start shalom lishma, if you can't start immediately with Shema, because from Shalom Lishma you will reach the Darga of Lishma. So Tosis asks, what does it mean that in our Gemara it says, Muta Shalai Nivra? To which Tosis answers that there is a chiluk, like Tosas and Psachim. Tosas answers over here in the three last lines of Tosas and Yudzayin Om and Aleph, Tohachi Mayri Shein Eloimed El Akantar Chaveroi. That it's better a person not be created if he learned to put that, if he's learning because he wants to put down his friend. If he wants to get covered, says Tosas, that's not so great. But Mitosh Lolishma Balishma, after a while of immersing oneself in Torah, eventually it will put things in perspective. He'll internalize the ideas that we had in today's Gemara, Saif Adam Lamus, that kavod is something that's fleeting. At the end of the day, Toiv Shem, Mishemen Toiv, that ultimately a person's goal is Amala Batar Vaisenachas Ruach Liyotzai. Ultimately, he'll go from the kavod to the right reasons. However, if he is doing it lekante chaveroi, then we have the stark expression of our Gemara, mutav loy shloy nivra. Just upon me now that we missed a line in the Gemara about being mekubal ala brios, that the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amru alav right before Magalim Pumei de Rava, Amru alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shaloi gdimu adam shalom eyolam afilu nafri b'shuk, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was careful to say hello to everyone, to be the first to say hello, even to a Gentile. And that is a very important lesson in terms of being nechmad lemata. Then the Gemara went on and quoted this beautiful memra of Rava that we were excited about. And we're up to Margola mipume de Rav. About 10 lines from the bottom on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, there's a diamond that was set over from Rav. Loib ka'olam hazeh ha'olam haba. This world is not like Olam Haba. Ha'olam haba ein boi lo yachid. This world is not like Olam Haba. Olam haba ein boi yachid v'lo yishtia v'lo yipirya v'rivya. This world is different than Olam Haba because Olam Haba doesn't have food, drink. There's no having children. V'lo yimasa umatan, there's no business. V'lo yikinan, there's no jealousy. V'lo yisin, and there's no hatred. V'lo yitacharus, and there's no competition. Elot tzadikin yoishvin v'atroseyim b'roisheyim. Tzadikim sit and their crowns are on their head. V'nenim miziv hashchina, and they have hanah from the glory of the Shechina, as the pasuk says in Parshat Mishpatim, if I'm not mistaken. Ve'el atzil b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yodoi v'yechazu es alakim v'yoichu v'yishtu. After Kabbalah Satera, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately, if they did in after Kabbalah Satera, certainly the same will apply in the Olam HaEmes. The Gemara throughout, up until now, has been praising Emuna and Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the reward in the Olam HaEmes. The Gemara now discusses the unique Bitachon of women. 8 lines from the bottom on Yudzayin Amud Aleph. G'dayla havtocha shevtichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'noshim yoyser min ha'anoshim. Greater is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised for women more than men. And we're going to see that the reward for women is doubled, as well as the fact that it's a response to their greater level in Emunah. In Yeshayo, Perek Lamed Beis, the pasuk says, "Noshim she'ananois koyna shmana koyli." Women, listen to my voice. But nois boitchois, women who trust, hazena imrasi. That's what Yeshayahu Hanavi cries out to women. Chazal here are understanding the following. Yeshayahu uses the double lashon. He refers to women as she'ananos, as one who listen, uboitchos, and one who trust. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying that they have a special level of emunah, and for that reason, their reward, gdola haftacha, it's a play on the words, I believe, that since they had bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach for them, greater than even for men. Continues the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom, Amalei Rav L'Rav Chiya, Noshim B'mai Zachyon, said Rav L'Rav Chiya, what exactly did women do to be able to be zocheh this special thing that Rebbe
that was described by Yeshayahu.
Answers the Gemara, Bakruye Banyahu Levei Knishta, by calling and sending their children to the Beis HaKnesses. According to most, it's not bringing children to shul before they're ready. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should not do that, but rather they used to teach in shul, and the mothers used to bring their children to shul to go learn. Ubasnuye gavrayu be rabbonim, and sending their husbands out to go to the Bei Rabbanan, to the Beis HaMedrash, the notrin ligavrayu ad osmei rabbonon, and waiting for their husbands to come back from the house of the Rabbanan, being patient for when they come home. According to Rashi, it even means allowing and encouraging. In Europe, even just 100 years ago, this was quite common, that their husbands used to go to other cities to learn Torah. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom. Kav miftri rabbonim mi bei Rabbi Ami. When the rabbonim would leave Rabbi Ami, va'amri lo mi bei Rabbi Chanina, and said it was from the yeshiva Rabbi Chanina, amalei hachi. Either Rav Ami or Rabbi Chanina told him the following bracha. Olamecha tire b'chaya. She explains, it means all of your needs should be found. How? From the word olamecha might correspond to olam hazeh. All of your physical needs should be found in your life. V'achrisecha l'chaya olam haba. As well as you should find your later life, your post-life in olam haba. V'tikvascha l'dor dorim. And your hopes should be towards generations. According to the Maharsha, both Achris Chali Chai Olam Haba and particularly V'tikvas Chala Dor Dorim are referring to Yemais HaMashiach and Chai Olam Haba. In other words, according to Maharsha, it means that your hopes should be for future generations, and others, you should be looking forward to Yemais HaMashiach. Libcha Yeget Funa, your heart should be full of logical thinking. Picha yidaber chachmas, your mouth should say chachma. Ulashoincha yarchish renanos, and your tongue should sing praises. Afapecha, your eyes yashiru, should see straight negdech, in front of you. Ufanecha yaziru kizayir harakia, and your face should not shine like the shining of the rakia. Your lips should utter great wisdom, and your intestines should rejoice from things that are straight. Upamecha, pamecha means your feet. Yerusalishmaya divrei atik yoimin, should run to hear the ancient words of Torah. Kavamiftri, the Gemara continues 3 lines of the bottom. Kavamiftri Rabban Bei Rav Chizda. When the Rabban left the yeshiva of Chizda, Va'ami Lami Bei Rav Shmuel Marachmeni, Amuleyachi, they said to them the following. They quoted the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk is a little bit strange and hard to understand. Alufenu Misubalim, the Pasuk says that our aluf are laden. The Art Scroll translates, the Art Scroll Tanakh translates Alufenu as our oxen. Chazal will understand it differently. The Pasuk there is describing, the Pasuk there concludes, Alfeinu Misubalim, Ein Peretz, Vein Yoytes, Vein Tzavacha, Berchovasenu. Our oxen are laden, they're full, there's no breach, there's no hole. In other words, we have everything. However, Chazal do not understand Alfeinu as simply referring to oxen. Alfeinu Misubalim, Rabbi Shmuel, V'Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Chad Omer Alfeinu B'Teira, One said Alufenu means that we are full with Torah and with mitzvahs. V'charam Alufenu b'Torah u'mitzvahs u'mesubalim b'yisurim. Mesubalim means that we have yisurim, from the word lisbol, to carry, to be pained. We said that the pasuk also continues, turning to Amud Beis, Ein Peretz literally means there's no breach. Chazal understand, Shalotei Siyotenu, our chevra, our group, Siya could be a
chevra, kesiyato shel David, like the chevra of David, sheyatzi menu achi toifel. Achi toifel came out of it. There was a negative part of David's chevra, and David is doubting that there shouldn't be that in his descendants. Ve'ein yoytzeis, and there is no one who comes out. What does that mean? Shalot siyatanu kisiyasai shel Shaul. That our chevra should not be like the chiyuv, the chevra of Shaul. Sheyotzimenu doegad doimi. The two tragedies, Achitofel and doegad doimi, that we had discussed earlier in the first perek. In the first perek, ve'ein tzvacha. And the pasuk concludes, and there is no, the literal translation is wailing. But here, Chazal understands, Shalotei siyotenu kisiyosoi shel Elisha, we should have a chevra like Elisha, shiyotzimenu gechazai, the gechazai came from him, b'chor v'seinu, it concludes, Shalotei fein tzvacha b'chor v'seinu, shaloyei lanu ben, oi talmid shemakdiach tavshiloi b'ravim. That refers to, those say false things, and ruin themselves, burn the food, b'ravim, in public. This is the way the Ritva is quoted as understanding. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the top on Yizayin Amabez and continues to Darshan, this time from the Pasuk Yishayo. Shimu Elaya Bire Leif, listen to me, those who are difficult in heart, their hearts are strengthened in a negative way. Harachaykim Yitzdaka, they're distant from Tzdaka. Rabbi Shmuel v'Amr Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Chad Amar Kola Olam Kulay Nizroinim Bitzdaka Veheim Nizroinim Bizroya. This first explanation is not the standard explanation or the expected explanation. These individuals who are Abilei Lev or Rechokim Tzdaka, one man Amar says that means they're Rechok Bitzdaka because all of the world is fed by Hakadosh Baruch Hu due to Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tzdaka, like the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they, according to Rashi, Heim Nizayin Bizroya, they are fed because of their own chuyos. V'chad Amar, and another explained, Kol Ayla Kulam Nizchan Mizchusam, the entire world is fed based on their merits. V'heim Afil B'Losasmeinu Nizayin. And they, these Abirei Lev, they are so far from tzedakah that they're not even fed based on their own schuyos. The Gemara continues, because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, as Rav Yehuda called the name of Rav, Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, Baskol Yoytzis Mehachoyriv, there's a Baskol that goes out from Har Sinai, V'oymeres Kol Olam Kulei Nizayin B'shvil Chanina B'ni. The entire world is fed specifically because of Chanina, my son. The Chanina b'ni Chanina, my son, this is Rabbi Chanina. Dailoi b'kav charuvin, mayor of Shabbos l'er Shabbos. And all he needs is one kav. Kav is not a large amount of food. One kav of caribs. Charuvin are like a carob tree, what's called in Yiddish boxer. Charuvin mayor of Shabbos l'er Shabbos. All he needs from week to week, from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, is charuv. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the top on Yudzayin on Beis, darshening the Pasuk in Yeshayo. Pasuk says, in Perik Memvav, Shimu Eilai Abirei Leif, listen to me, those of you who are strong of heart. Here, it means almost stubborn. Harechoykim Me Tzedakah, those who are far from Tzedakah. Chazal are going to understand the Pasuk in a way that is not its literal meaning. Literally, this is a Navi rebuking people who are stubborn at heart or are distant from tzedakah. Chazal are going to have an interesting take on the pasuk. Rav and Shmuel, v'amri la Rabbi Yochanan Elazar. Either it was a discussion with Rav and Shmuel, each one of them having an opinion, or Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chad Omar once said, Kol ha'olam kulay nizayin b'tzedakah. The entire world is fed based on the mercy, the tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Veheim, and these Abirei Koyach, noisnin nizaynin bizroya. They are fed, Rashi learns, bizroya means based on their strength, and Rashi understands that means their zechuyos. So, according to the way Chazal understood it, Shimu alei abire leiv, listen to those who are abire leiv, harechokim et tzedakah. They are distant from tzedakah because they don't need tzedakah. Based on their own zechuyos, they are fed. V'chad omer, and one said even more than that. Kol ha'olam kulo nitzan b'zechuson, the entire world is fed due to them. In other words, they are rachok mitzdaka, and not only are they rachok mitzdaka, the entire world is fed based on them. V'heim afilu b'zechus atzmon eino nizaynim, but they themselves, based on their own zechuyos, they themselves don't get fed. Harechokim mitzdaka, according to this understanding, might mean the following. Shimu elai abire leiv, they are abire leiv that cause the entire world to be fed, but they themselves are rachok mitzdaka. They themselves don't get the benefits of their own zechuyos. Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, as Rav Yehuda taught in the name of Rav, Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chol yom v'yom baskol yoytzis mehachoyrev. There's a baskel that goes out from Har Sinai. The entire world is being fed because of Rabbi Chanina. The Chanina bini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bekav charuv me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. All he needs is a calf, which is not a large amount of food, of caribs, a Reuven boxer, caribs that sustain him from week to week, from Friday to Friday. Period. Says the Gemara, Upliga to Rav Yehuda de Amar, Upliga to Rav Yehuda. To Amar Rav Yehuda, this explanation disagrees with Rav Yehuda's explanation. To Amar Rav Yehuda, who are Abire Lev, man Abire Lev, go by Tapshoi. That is the name of a nation in Bavel. Rav Yehuda, Rashi explains, understands, the pasuk, which I would argue is the simplest way of understanding the pasuk, and that is abire lev being bad people, the stubborn of heart, the closed-hearted, and those people, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a type of Babylonian people who are tipshoi, who are fools. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Teda, I'll bring you a proof. Doloi igayer giuraminai, because there was no converts that came from them. Rashi gives another example of this. Amar Ravashi, b'nei Mesom Mechasya. The people from the city of Mechasya, that was an important city in Bavel. Abire Lev Minhu, they are also people who qualify as Abire Lev. Dokachazi Yikara Daraisa Trey Zimne B'Shatni. They saw the beauty of Torah twice a year. Rashi explains, let's take a look at that Rashi inside. Shivcha da raisa trezimna v'shaite shayi nasafim sham Yisrael, Rashi writes, ba'adar. B'nei Yisrael will come in Adel l'shmai b'ilchas Pesach. Midrash to Ravashi. They came to hear from the Beis Midrash and learn the Beis Midrash of Ravashi. U'be'elu l'shmai hilchas chag. And they also came in Elu to hear the halachos of Yom Tov. You had all these people coming and learning. Yet, nevertheless, continues the Gemara, v'loka megayer giura minayu. There was nevertheless not a single ger from them, and that shows that they are a very hard-nosed and closed-hearted people. The last Gemara of our Perek concludes discussing the concluding machloikis in the Mishnah on Tezayin Amabez, whether it's appropriate for a chasan, all chasanim, to read Kriyashma, even though they're potter. The Tanakhama said, in Rotzel Likrois, if you want Kairi, he can. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, not so fast. Michael writes to Lito, so Shem Yitol. Not anybody that wants to say the Shem Hashem should say it. The Gemara is searching for what exactly is the Nekuda Machloikis between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. Starts off the Gemara, 20 lines before Perek Mishamesu. Lim Memra, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, Chayish Liyuhura. Rabbanan lo chayish liyuhura? Are you going to say Reb Shimon Gamliel is worried about gaiva, and Rabbanan are not? In other words, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, it appears like gaiva, and Rabbanan not worried. We learned the exact opposite in the discussion between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's not as we learned in Maseches Psachim in the fifth parak. Makom shenagu lasos melacha b'tishabah. Excuse me, the fourth parak. Makom shenagu lasu melacha b'tishvav oisin. The places where there's a custom to melacha on tishvav, then they could do. Makom shenagu lasis ain oisin. They call makom tamid echacham b'telim. And even though there are different customs, different places, nevertheless, talmidei chachamim would be bater, sit bater. Rishim Gamliel Omer, lo olam yaseh kol adam es atzmai ki talmid chacham. Rishim Gamliel says everybody should turn himself to a talmid chacham. So what do we see over here? Rishim Gamliel is not worried about someone acting like a talmid chacham, even though he's not. We're not worried about Yehuda. Yet, the Tanakhama is, which is the exact opposite of what we had learned before. Continues the Gemara, Kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. It's the steer between the Rabbanan. Over here, the Rabbanan are not worried about Yehuda. Yet, in the fourth parak of Pesachim, they are. Kasha Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Over here, Reb Shimon Gamliel is worried about Yehuda. There, he's not. Reb Yechon says, you've got to switch around the name. In other words, it must be that in one area we erred. Which one holds what? And maybe Reb Shimon Gamliel is not quoted correctly in Maseches Brachos, or incorrectly quoted in Maseches Pesachim, and therefore one needs to say that their shitas have to be adjusted. Take a look at the Taisus Yontif in Pesachim on Daf, corresponding to Mishnah Daf Nun Hei, who claims exactly which shita to be Muchlefes. Continues the Gemara. Rav Shisha braid Ravidi Amar lo olam loy tachlif. Really, you don't have to switch. The Rabban loy kasha. And there's no steer between the Rabban. Over here, are not worried. The Rabban are not worried of the Rab. Why not? Loy kasha. Kriyashma kim de kule amaka karvi unami kari. When it comes to Kriyashma, everybody's reading it, and he's also reading it. Lo mechsi kiyura. That doesn't look like Gaiva. Hacha, but when it comes to Psachin, when it comes to the suya of resting from work, if he's not going to do work when the rest of the world is doing work, that looks like Ivan. Continues Rav Shisha, and he also answers Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo kasha, hasan b'kavana talim misa. Over there, when talking about Kriyishma, it's dependent on Kavanim. And we know he's not going to be able to mechanin. The average person can't. So Rav Shimon Gamliel might say that in general, we're not worried about Yehuda. However, here it's a fact. The fact is, he's not able to be mechanin. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, someone will think, the reason why he's not doing work is because he has no work to do. Because there are many other people that don't do work. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not worried neither for Yehora, and there's no reason that he shouldn't act like a Talmud Chacham, in contrast to Kriyashma, where if he's going to act like a Talmud Chacham and not have Kavana, that will be hurtful.
Hadron Aloch Hayekoyre. Bezos Hashem Yisparach, we finished the second parak of Brachos, second parak of Shas. Bezos Hashem, the halacha section for Daf Yudayin has to be brief because the Daf was extremely long, and we will suffice with one halachic topic that emerges from the conclusion of the parak. The Gemara quotes a confusion about what were the opinions of the Tanoim when it comes to a Chassan reading Kriyashma. There was one opinion of Amoraim that said that even though our Mishnah says that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a Chassan cannot always read Kriyashma, and the Rabbanan say that one can, possibly the Gemara suggests Muchlefes Hashita. But then we have the opinion of Rav Shisha, who says that no, ultimately Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion loy kol haroitze litol es Hashem yitol. Not in every case do we allow a chassan to read Kriyashma. And the Gemara concludes that the reason is because we know that many chassanim will not be able to concentrate. Taisvis in Dibra Maskel Rav Shisha points out, number one, we pass like Rav Shisha because he's Basra, as well as another important halachic dictum, we also paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, which means then we do not switch our Mishnah, which means that we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel that says
that not every chosan could read Kriyashma because we're afraid that he won't able to be mechaving. This is the psak, says Tosfos, of Rabbeinu Chanana. However, Tosfos concludes with an absolute about-face with a fantastic halachic paradox. And that is, take a look at Tosfos' last seven lines. Tosfos says, "Umiu anu shebishum pam ein anu mechavanim heitev." We are never able to concentrate well in Kriyashma. Gam chosan yesh lekra. So therefore, a chosan should also read Kriyashma. The other rabbi, says Tosfos, is the exact opposite. Nira ki yehura, it will appear like Aiva, im lo yikare, if he does not read. Klomar, ni mechavim b'chol shah. What did we have? We had a discussion in our sugya that it could be that it would be a horror for a chosan to read Kriyashma. Says Tosfos, we are concerned that it'll appear like Yora if he does not read Kriyashma. The exact opposite than our Gemara. And that is because Bizman is that we don't have Kavana. If a Chosan would not say Kriyashma, so then it would show that the rest of the year he has Kavana. That would be Yehora. According to Tosfos, what emerges on the one hand, we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, but because we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, every chassan today should say Kriyashma. This position in Tosfos is ostensibly the psak in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Ayin, Siv Gimel, where the Mechaber Paskins HaKoinis says, Absula Potami Kriyashma Gimel Yomim Lo Esamaisim Neshu Torah Tirdas Mitzvah. We had that opinion earlier in the Gemara, that there are 3 days that one is exempt for Kriyashma. However, the Mechaber adds the position of Tosfos over here. Lahani mili bizman rishonim. Aval achshav shegam shar b'nei adamein mechavnim k'roi gam ha-koyin says ha-besula k'roi. He says, nowadays, one should read Kriyashma, a chasan should, because that halach applied in those days where they really had kavana. The Mishnah Berurah sides with this position very, very strongly. In Sif Katan Yudalit, he then says, Ratza loymer chayiv likrais, there is a chiyuv with the brachos, as well as to be mispalo. And he adds the position of Tosfos, that if he doesn't read, so then in such a case, it is mechsi ki yehura. Mayri v'rabi, or Evnevin sal shlita, in his Ha'aras and Simen Ayin, makes a fascinating point. The halacha vis-a-vis chasan we've already learned. Rav Nevenzal makes a fascinating point in the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikare. He asks, why did Chazal come to this conclusion and say that a chasan is going to be chayiv despite the fact that he doesn't have kavana? Why did they not come to an absolutely opposite conclusion, if I may say so, an absurd conclusion, but a very, very logical conclusion? And that is, we learned that the halach is a Kriyashma needs kavana. We could be saying that people don't have kavana. Asks Rav Nevenzal, so then maybe we should be potter bismanazav Kriyashma. And he answers, we see from here the following yisod. This is on page 304 in the back of Chelek Aleph of Mishnah Berurah. He says, we see from here that the Hagdara, the level of Kavana, changes based on generation and based on people. In other words, even though we can't have that higher Madrega of Kavana, but if we can have a smaller Madrega of Kavana, so then in such a case, we're going to have that Chiyuv. And he says, therefore, the requirement of Kavana for a Zaken and a Tzaddik is going to be different than the Kavana of a Katan. That is what emerges in regards to the chiyuv of kavana bizmanazem when it comes to Kriyashma, because Chazal did not feel the need to absolve us from Kriyashma. They recognized that the threshold had been lowered. At the same time, we do see that when it comes to chasan, that because we don't have a very high level of kavana today, a chasan is going to be chayiv in Kriyashma. Paradoxically, we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel says that a chasan is potter, but because we don't have kavana today, a chasan becomes specifically chayiv, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. A fantastic irony in the machlokis hatanoim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha section for Daf Yud Zayin.